Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bose Berger. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bose Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Berger moves to second. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL takes first base on ball four. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Heath reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive towards third. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale strikes out. There goes Keltner. The throw from Renza to Appling, and Keltner is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, QL strikes out. Two outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 1 in the game. Renza hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Owen reaches third base with a triple. Berger goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Indians. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Owen scores. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0-for-2 in the game. Renza hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stratton hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Lynn Larry. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. Whitehill moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kroner now playing shortstop. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kroner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Humphries now pitching. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Owen bunts towards the mound. Humphries fields it and throws to first for the out. Berger moves to second. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berger scores. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Ken Yungles now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trosky moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky scores. There goes Keltner trying to get to second. Radcliffe throws the ball into Owen, who relays the ball to Appling, who tags Keltner for the out. It's 6-4, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0-for-3 in the game. Renza hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Renza reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Monty Stratton. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Ken Jungels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jungels strikes out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder now pitching. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-4 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.